On August 28th in 2013, my family from Dominican Republic was calling my mom. Immediately, she picked up with news, but not just any news. The type of news my mom and I never really wanted to hear. My grandmother was sick. As soon as my mom hung up, she rushed to the computer and bought us some plane tickets to Dominican Republic. Later that night, we headed off to the airport. As we walked through gate C-27, and the only reason why I remember this is because it was the plane to the opening to see a very important, very primary person to my mom and I. 2 to 3 hours passed by and we finally get on the plane. And so the 6-hour journey started. My mom and I watched a couple of movies to stable our nerves. As soon as we got to the airport in Dominican Republic, we ran to our family. The next morning, very early by the way, a rooster woke us up, and so we got ready to go to the hospital. There we strolled in slowly, and they made us wear blue plastic bodysuits and gloves and hats, which made a lot of noise when we moved, but when we finally got to see her, my grandma looked so cold, but I knew she wasn't. And after a while, I had to leave because my aunt had informed me that my older cousin really wanted to see me. So when I got to his family's house, I ran and bounced into his arms. But after we were both standing there so cheerlessly and almost crying, but we had to stay strong. A few days after, on September 1st, my mom and I had lost the love of our lives. And sadly, we had to face reality and leave the angels to take care of her and make sure she's living well again. I remember they had put her in a glossy white wood box with beautiful white flowers on the top. And unfortunately, my family members said I couldn't come to the ceremony because I was too young, but she will forever remain memorable.